This afternoon's press conference will feature the Oklahoma State offense. It's my pleasure. Oklahoma State offense, it's my pleasure to introduce offensive coordinator Mike Yurcich. Coach, if you could introduce the players you brought with you today and tell us about how the bowl week preparation has gone.
Sure. Just first of all, I want to thank the people at Valero and the Alamo Bowl, the hospitality and their generosity. Second to none, it's been a great time, great experience. And practice is wrapped up. You know, we're going to go into our, you know, final phase here now. And we've had 13 really good practices, we feel. And now as we close in, I think it's 53 hours now until game time. It's now time to just kind of lock it in and let the bodies recover and, you know, keep thinking about our assignments, our schemes. And I know the guys, I know myself, we're really looking forward to this ball game. It feels like a long time coming and a great opportunity for us. But with me today are five tremendous young men. And, you know, there was a theme this year for us as a program, development of the person and the player. And Coach Gundy, Coach Tudman, I call him a life coach. He does a lot for us, strength and conditioning, obviously. But he's a tremendous voice, and he delivers messages to our team on a weekly basis. And, you know, I think Coach has done a great job of making sure that all of our guys understand that this is a game. It's a game to be played. It's a game to be played with toughness and competitiveness. But at the same time, you know, off the field, we also have to develop the person as well. And it's a joy for me to share the stage with five young men who are tremendous people as well, starting right here with Mason Rudolph, a tremendous player, recruited him out of South Carolina, came all the way to Oklahoma State, saw an opportunity, and we hit it off. And it's been a joy to coach him. He's a very mature young man. People ask me all the time what makes him effective, and I really feel it's his demeanor, his even-tempered, never get too high, never get too low. As a quarterback in this profession or as a college quarterback and at a big program like ours, you're going to face some criticism. You're also going to face, you know, some pats on the back when you do well. So his ability to stay the course and stay steady regardless of success or failure has made him improve, and he understands what it takes to win. He also understands that he hasn't arrived. He's always looking to do more and to become a better player, and I respect him very much and thank him for all he's done for us as a program. Next to him is James Washington. James, I mean, what can you say? I mean, the acrobatic catches, the explosive plays down the field, allowing you to you know, when we run the football and there's two safeties high and then they drop down a safety and play it low, usually you call 28's number. He's an electric player, and I can't say enough about this young man's character and what he is to our program from a leadership standpoint, a guy who leads by example, who is very consistent. You have to really kind of pull the reins back on James because he always wants to go, and we got to make sure that he's ready for the games, and he's just a tremendous effort guy, and it's very consistent. Chris Carson next to James. Chris recruited him out of junior college out of Butler, and I'll tell you what, Chris is exactly what we hoped he'd be. Physical, tough back who, you know, really overcame a lot of adversity this season, came back really strong from an injury, and has really produced in a big-time way. Physical punishing back, that's just really an all-around back that you never have to sub out in any situation. He's the man. So next to him, Zach Crabtree. Zach, a lot of experience, a lot of snaps. He's all ball. He's all football, man. And the guy's going to be a coach one day. And he's a fun guy to be around. He keeps it light. But yet, when game time comes, we run it his way because he's a very consistent, tough player, and has emerged as one of our leaders on offense. Last but not least, Mr. Hayes, Austin Hayes, from San Antonio, from Reagan High School, and I'll tell you, Hayes has done a heck of a job. He was here before I got here, and he knows a lot of football. He's played just about every position in the receiving core. We've moved him outside to inside. He's battled injuries. He's battled through injuries, and he just brings a great side of it from just a player slash coach type guy. He's coaching the young guys up. He's got that experience. He's in the back of the line, and you know he's always talking football. And if somebody's not in line, he's going to smack him and get it straight. And you have to have that type of leadership. And we appreciate everything that he's done for us as a program. And he said to us earlier that he's interested in getting into coaching. I told him he's absolutely insane to start this journey as a coach. But he said he wants the GA, so that's the type of mentality he is. I told him, I said, you know, your dating life, I hear, is pretty good. And It's drastically going to change when you take a GA position. You know that, right?
That's what you told me.
And I told you. Okay, so in a couple years, man, on Saturday night when you're grinding on the film, don't I told you. But that's the introduction.
Thank you. If you have questions, please raise your hand and the mic hold will come around. Jenny.
Hey guys, Jenny Carlson with the Oklahoma. And James Mason, you guys made an announcement on Twitter coming back. Can you guys just talk about what went into the decision and what it means? I'm sure Cowboy fans everywhere celebrating today, but just go through the last few days for you guys.
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a long thought out decision with both myself and James. I think we were in pretty similar positions. You know, I think both of us. You know, we know we can compete at that level. You know, I guess that's going to be next year. We knew we could, if we, you know, made the jump this year, I think we would have both been ready. But we also know just what college means to us. We've been enjoying it. We've been enjoying these first 3 years, and we know the tremendous you know, talent and opportunity we have next year coming back. So we're both really looking forward to not only this game and capping off the season right with an Alamo victory, but also you know, just a great off season, just making sure that we are improving our game mentally and physically, and then just, you know, kind of putting an exclamation point on both of our careers.
Thank you, Mason. James?
Just basically like he said, just come back and have another year with our brothers. You know, I look forward to coming back and have another year with him and everyone else. And plus, I mean, we get degrees, and it's worth it, so why not? But, yeah, pretty much covers it, what he said.
Questions? Jenny, no.
Mike, can you talk about the impact of that decision and then by extension, I mean, the fact that these guys are going to be together, you know, three full seasons at the end, just the legacy potential that, you know, Rudolph to Washington has for Oklahoma State football?
Well, I think they understand what's at stake and you know, there's a lot to it and you'd have to ask them, but I would suspect they understand that what all returns and what's at stake for us. I think the biggest thing that James said, and he said education, and that, I mean, that's a beautiful thing to hear. That's what you hope your son says if he's ever fortunate to be in that position. But these guys know that, you know, I think you have to credit our head coach and the fact that we keep things joyful to a certain extent. It's fun to play the game. It's fun to practice at Oklahoma State. And I think our guys, when we come out and when we go to practice, they play with joy, you know. And I think that's a big deal. If it was a big grind-a-thon and it was just, you know, tough, as, you know, some of us do remember back in the day, you know, maybe guys are more apt to come out. But I think this is not the first time this has happened at Oklahoma State. And so Coach Gundy, his experience, and I really feel that these guys enjoy playing together. We have really good camaraderie on our team, and that's the credit to the players. I mean, we all want, as coaches, we all want to try to manufacture camaraderie and create camaraderie, but you can't. It has to come within the players, and they have that. It's special, and I don't think they want to let it go. You know, they're having fun.
Back.
James, how much of this was a discussion between the two of you, or did you both kind of come to the same decision separately and then came together?
We both kind of just talked with each other and coaches, and kind of came up with the idea that, you know, it'd be best if we both came back to just get another year of experience. I mean, it wouldn't hurt. But, yeah, I'd say it's between both of us.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, we both obviously consulted with our families and whatnot and close friends, and and made the decision that was, you know, best for both of us. But, you know, to be able to do it together and to, you know, talk throughout the whole process was it was great. And, yeah, like I said, we're excited for the future.
Thank you, James. And Mason in the middle.
This is for Chris. What enabled you to return from injury in the middle of the season and play at your best down the stretch of this season?
It was just the support I had from the teammates and, you know, everybody coming around and supporting me. Just made me want to come out there and work harder. And then seeing the success that the running game had with Justice Hill and Rennie Childs and, you know, all the running backs competing together just made me want to be a part of that.
Hey, Austin, Zach, could you guys talk about the chance to have another 10-win season? This could be the fifth 10-win season in 7 years. And, I mean, you guys have been around and seen how good. I mean, I know that season a few years ago wasn't great, but just what that means for you guys to have been a part of that and the potential to get to double digits again.
I'll let you go first.
It's big. It's always something. I remember coming in here and Coach Gundy talking about that from day one is – anytime you can hit double-digit wins at this level, it's huge. Anytime, not many people in the country win 10 games a year. And so this game has big-time implications on it for us. We want this 10th win. It means a lot. It's another level of success. Just put you in an elite company. And we're there, and we want to stay there.
Thank you, Zach. Austin?
Just for me, you know, being here 5 years and having a chance to have three 10-win seasons, that just – you know, that's unbelievable. There's probably, I think Coach Gundy told us the other day, there's only 8 or 9 teams in the last 4 years that have won more games than we have. And to be a part of this has just been so special. And then, you know, for the guys coming back, to beat a top 10 team in Colorado and to make that our double-digit, our win would just be huge for the guys coming back to create that momentum going forward and to propel them into having a great year next year.
Questions?
Mason, can you talk a little bit about what you've seen of Colorado secondary on tape?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, really tough defense, really run of the ball well, 3-4, a couple of real physical corners. We've seen that on tape thus far. And bigger guys, longer guys at the corner position. So I think it'll be a great challenge for us. I think, you know, the comparison wise in the Big 12, you could compare them to a West Virginia style defense, just tough nosed and great players, tough players. So I think, you know, like I said, it'll be a great match for us. And you know, we've really prepared well. Like Coach Hirsch was saying, this whole bowl prep, you know, whether we were in Stillwater or here, and I feel really good about where we are.
Question middle
for Zach. You have a great 1-2 punch of running backs in Chris Carson and Justice Hill. Is there a difference in blocking for the two guys, both with different strengths and skill sets?
Not necessarily. You're still going to block the play the same way. You still got the same guys to block. But yeah, they have different running styles. But at the end of the day, you just got to give them space. Give them a chance to go make a play, and they both usually do. So I wouldn't say there's really a difference. More so just do your job the same way every time and give them a chance to get to the second level and go make a play.
Yeah, this is for Chris Carson. Didn't get a chance really to ask you this after the award ceremony for the team, but not only did you play so well at the end of the year, but you were voted a captain by your teammates. And that, at Oklahoma State, that kind of means more than a lot of places because it's done after the season, mm-hmm. and it's you know, your picture's mounted and so forth. What were your thoughts when you heard you'd been voted captain, and what does that mean to you?
At first, I was kind of shocked because, you know, there's a lot of good players on the team that deserving of the award. I mean, it was just a blessing that the teammates, you know, voted me as a captain. I'm honored and privileged of it. I'm gonna take advantage of it, and it's a blessing, like I said.
Any final questions?
Zach, how excited are you to be getting another year with Mason and James?
Really excited. This team's got a lot of got a lot of potential next year. Obviously, with those two coming back, if we get a big win Thursday, beating Colorado, and kind of propel us into the offseason, and it just begins to lay the foundation for what's to come next year and the expectations for next year. So those two coming back, we got a lot of experience and a lot of talent. So there's no telling what the limit is. But just excited, you know, they're both good kids, they're fun teammates, good to have in the locker room, and both are good leaders, good guys to be around, and so just makes it enjoyable to be with them, and just excited to have one more year with them.
Final questions? Jenny, last one.
Hey, Chris, I don't think they've started to arrive yet, but I expect a lot of Oklahoma State fans to show up at some point for this game. I know they did last year in New Orleans, but what are you expecting when it comes to fans and excitement and just the buzz as game day gets a little bit closer?
I'm just expecting, you know, a lot of Oklahoma State fans come out and support us, just like Colorado's going to have their fans. This should be a great fan base for both teams. It's going to be a loud atmosphere and just ready to get it started.
Thank you.